Good morning, good day, everyone. Today is day 19, and it is known, it is called Friends During Transition and Change. Restful one, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Other Benjamites and some men of Judah also came to David in his stronghold. David went out to meet them and said to them, "If you have come to me in peace to help me, I am ready to have you unite with me. But if you've come to betray me and my to betray me to my enemies, when my hands are free from violence, may the God of our fathers see it and judge you." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are with you, O son of Jesse. Success, success to you and success to those who help you, for your God will help you." So David received them and made them leaders of his raiding bands. 1 Chronicles 12:16-18. God had established Saul as king over Israel, but God later determined to end his reign. David was chosen, appointed, anointed, loved by God, but he was not yet king because Saul was still on the throne. Saul knew that God had chosen David to be his next king, that the favor of God had departed from him and was resting on David, and Saul bitterly resented God's changing the structure. One of the most difficult changes is from God's order to God's new order. God chose and anointed Saul for that reason. God's order for a time, but that time passed. God had a new order, a dynasty headed by King David. For the new order to be put in place, the old order had to be removed. In the transition, there was a lot of pain and turmoil. Saul was trying to kill the appointed king of the new order. Into this time of crisis and human resistance to the divine new order, God brought men to David to be at peace with him, support him, encourage him, stand alongside him as he moved through the tumultuous passage from God's order to God's new order. Some of these men were Benjamites from the same tribe as Saul. They should have been loyal to Saul, yet they were men of vision and conviction who set aside the human loyalties of tribe and saw the benefits of the new order clearly. Men of Judah did not side with David initially, but they began to see that God's new order was resting with him. They chose to leave their homes, the security of their cities, the favor of the king of the old order. They came to the desert to experience privation, need, hardship, instability, transition, hatred by the old order. It greatly encouraged David to have these men to come to him during the time of transition. Many came to him after the new order was established, but men of faith and courage came to him during the time of transition from God's older order to God's new order. God used these men in later years to be the leaders of Israel. David, his mighty men, established authority and dominion over all of Israel after he became king. Restful one, you are living in a time when change from God's old order to God's new order is happening at a faster pace than ever before. More new things are being brought into the stream of world history than at any other time. There will be many changes, and you will be part of God's new order. You may be resented by God's older order, renounced, and criticized. These things are inevitable. God did not protect David from those things, but he gave David peace during the transition by bringing to him men to walk alongside him. I bless you, Restful One, with being in strong, rich, life-giving relationship with men and women who believe in God's new order, who understand that you are a part of God's new order. I bless you with men and women of faith coming alongside you, committed to you personally for those days and times when God calls you to lead out in the transition from his old order to his new order. I bless you with having God's appointed leaders of his new order who walk beside you in unity in that difficult transition. I bless you with being a life-giving blessing to those people during the transition, mentoring those who have the faith to see that you are part of God's new order. When God's new order is established, you will have many standing with you, partnering with you. I bless you with a strong personal and corporate sense of His presence as His signature on your calling. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who Himself led out in the transition between God's old order and God's new order. Wow. What an amazing, amazing blessing. What an amazing, amazing blessing, Lord. It's a joke to say, I remember somebody saying that there was a joke to say, you know, like, oh, I foresee in prophetic services, like, there's someone here that has back pain. It's like a softball, you know. That doesn't take any prophetic giftings per se, but it's also similar in the same way to say, like, I perceive that you're in a time of transition. It seems like we're always in some aspect of our life, always in change and transition. Now, there are times of greater transition, massive transition, or where everything around us seems to be in flux. And then there are times when it's just like certain aspects of our lives are, as multifaceted beings, certain aspects are changing. As Graham Cook used to say, like, you know, Lord, you're always the same, but you're always doing things differently. Like, God Himself never changes, but He's always changing the way He does things. As we transition even out of one year into a new year, from one season to a new season, I foresee that we're in transitional time in history, that there is something fundamental about God having a timing on this season, on this era, on this place in history, like none other. That there are aspects of Himself and revelations and even things that have been held up that are to be released in this time, but there is something massive in the transition of what's getting ready to be released upon the earth. And we can feel it, kind of like what they describe as birth pains. Of course, I have no idea what birth pains are like, but it's described in Scripture as like birth pains. That there are these birth pains before the birth actually happens. The discomfort starts well before the actual birth. That there's a birthing that is getting ready to take place. But in these transitional times, especially when people, and I believe that the people here, as pioneers or forerunners, are going through transition ahead of the larger transition that's going to be released upon the earth in the body of Christ, that in that aspect, that there is a mass transition taking place. As a matter of fact, I believe that there are some that they're going to see that there's almost a perfect storm of transitional chaos, for lack of a better term, that has been orchestrated by God to take them to the place and the point where they were so desperate that they landed themselves seemingly out of desperation, when it was really by God's design, into a place where they had to get a hold of this thing called rest. I pray, Lord God, as this articulated, that you would bring people, even if it's just for the time of transition. There are people whose lives I've been in, it seemed like, and I have them for my own life, that it seemed like by their recollection, I seem to always show up during a time of transition. We could go years without seeing one another, hearing one another, but there's something, a word or whatever that'll come in a time when they're in massive transition. There are some people where it's a place. But Lord, I pray that we can be those transitional people, that we can come and see the new order that is getting ready to come, that is resting upon people, that we have the courage, the grace, to be able to not cut relationship and not to get over the new trend and the new fad, but to really see the anointing of God that rests upon the Son of Man. They can see your kingdom come. They can see the new order being established. And that, Lord, that there be that same thing where you give eyes to see of those people that are around us and that we haven't even met yet. That can see God's kingdom, the new order resting upon us. And that, Lord, even, I believe it's really important for some people here, that people would see more clearly that new order on us, on them, the people that they really need to hear this, than they see it themselves, or that we see it ourselves. For us to be able to be shaken, rattled out of our comfort, place of comfort into the place of reality, to go back to Gideon, to have those Gideon moments. He had no clue that he was going to become the next judge of Israel. There is nothing in his life, his circumstances, his family of origin, or even he as a human being, or his belief system that had any clue. But yet, it was God's plan and it came to pass. I pray, Lord, for a boldness and a confidence for that to be a recognized and to be given hope into each of us that this can be true even if we don't have the foresight to know it, much less believe it, and that, Lord, that there would be people in our lives that come, even strangers, to speak forth in a word in a time of transition and a time where it's life-giving, to speak forth something that you're trying to birth in our heart that we are not sure if it's from you or not. And the Lord, and to cut away all the distracting voices, as my dad said, would say, call it, to cut away the noise, to really be able to hear you. I thank you, Lord, for those people that are in transition and those people that are called to walk with us through the transition. And I pray, Lord, for all of us. It's like the discussion about the term who has your back came from Roman soldiers that learned that the back was a very exposed thing, that they would oftentimes fight back to back and saying, who has your back? Or that we can't see it all ourselves. That's why we have other people that can see into our blind spots. That, Lord, that there be those people and that we can be that for others to see what they cannot see. Not just in weakness, not just in vulnerability, but also the aspects of who they are that they seem to be missing and that we seem to be missing. Lord, we bless you and we love you in Jesus' name.